This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Lahu Alhamdul Hasan, Wa Thana'ul Jameel, Wa Ashhadu Anna Nabiyana Wa Habibana, Muhammad ibn Abdullahi, Al Mab'utha Rahmatan Lil Alameen, Ba'athahu Allahu Shahidan, Wa Mubashiran Wa Nadhira, وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجٍ مُنِيرًا. Brothers and sisters, welcome back to another lesson of نَوَاخِدُ الْإِسْلَامِ. As we previously covered in the previous episodes in part 1, 2 and 3, the preventative factors is conditions of a takfir. And please brothers and sisters, those who have tuned in straight into this episode, I advise you to listen to that first, because I personally believe it is vital and crucial that you know them principles, them rulings, before you study this book. And also fearing that one might enter into this book becoming hasty in declaring others to be kuffar, disbelievers, due to some of the things you might study. And this is exactly, as I previously mentioned, what my Shaykh Abdul Hamid Al-Hajuri mentioned, taught us before we study this book. Because wallahi brothers and sisters, I've seen a lot of people who may go into studying this book and then they start giving out takfir tickets as if they are raffle tickets. Like there is no problem with it, as if it is a small matter. And the reality of the matter, it is very, very serious, as we mentioned in the first few episodes. And inshallah ta'ala, we will now move on to the nawakhid, the acts that nullify a person's al-Islam. He, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, I'lam, know, anna nawakhid al-Islami asharatu nawakhid. Know that the nawakhid al-Islam, the acts that nullify a person's al-Islam, are 10 types. Does that mean it is only 10? The answer is no. Rather, there is many acts, brothers and sisters, that can nullify a person's al-Islam. And also the scholars, they mentioned that the reason why the Shaykh only mentioned these 10, it is because these 10, they were widely spread, or they were very common in his time. Now, so the first one that the Shaykh mentioned was Ash-shirku fi ibadatillah, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his worship. And then he mentioned قال الله تعالى إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك. For indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't forgive a person who associates partners with him. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ. But he forgives everything else besides it. لِمَنْ يَشَاء. For whoever he wills. For whoever he wills. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. For verily the one who associates partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the Jannah has been made haram upon him. وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ. And he will abide in the nar. That will be his abode. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. And those oppressors, they won't have anyone aiding them. And here the dhulm means a shirk. And then the Shaykh, he mentions, وَمِنْهُ أَذَّبْحُ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. And from it, يعني from associating partners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is slaughtering besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or slaughtering to other than Allah azza wa jal. كَمَنْ يَذْبَحُ لِلْجِنِّ أَوْ لِلْقَبَرِ. Like slaughtering now to a jinn, and also slaughtering to a grave. Brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, I do not want to mention the same thing that I mentioned in my other lessons, Usul al-Sitta, and also Qawaid al-Arba' that you find on my channel. And I want to tackle this mas'ala, this issue of a shirk, from another angle. Because we've studied fundamentals of shirk and what it means, but inshallah ta'ala, I want to tackle it from a different angle by mentioning different examples and mentioning it in more detail. But first and foremost, al-dhabhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pertaining slaughtering to other than Allah azza wa jal, he told us, say to them, Muhammad, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say to them, O Muhammad, my salat, my nusuk, my pilgrimage, my life and my death is solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La sharika lah. There's no associating parts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. Whatever ibadah that we do, whether it is salat, whether it is nusuk, then all of it should be solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your life and your death. And likewise, dhabh. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, man dhabha li ghayri Allah faqad ashraka. Whoever now slaughters to other than Allah Azza wa Jalla has fallen into a shirk. Inshallah ta'ala, I want to now mention the definition of shirkul akbar wal asghar wal farqu baynahuma, and the difference between the two. Awalan ash-shirkul akbar, the first type, which is ash-shirku al-akbar, to associate shirkul akbar, the major shirk. What does it mean? وَهُوَ أَنْ يَصْرِفَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ مَا هُوَ مَحَظُّ حَقِّ اللَّهِ. It is to divert that which is from the pure rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to other than Him. His pure rights in حَقِّ اللَّهِ مِنْ رُبُوبِيَّتِهِ وَأُلُوهِيَّتِهِ وَأَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ. From His pure rights, His rububiyyah, His lordship, uluhiyya, the worship, and also His asma, asma'i wa sifati, His names and attributes. So anything that is from the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these things, these three things, if you now divert it to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you have then fallen into shirkul akbar. وَهَذَا الشِّرْكُ تَارَةً يَكُونُ ظَاهِرًا. And sometimes you find that this type of shirk, yani the major shirk, it is apparent. كَشِرْكِ عُبَّادُ الْأَوْثَانِ وَالْأَصْنَامِ وَعُبَّادُ الْقُبُورِ وَالْأَمْوَاتِ وَالْغَائِبِينَ. Like the shirk of those who worship أَوْثَانَ and أَصْنَامِ. أَوْثَانَ and أَصْنَامِ are like shrines, also أَصْنَامِ, that which is well-known, statues. وَعُبَّادُ الْقُبُورِ, and those who worship the graves. وَالْأَمْوَادِ, those who are dead. وَالْغَائِبِينَ, and those who are absent. وَتَارَةً يَكُونُ خَفِيًّا, and sometimes you find it is hidden. كَشِرْكِ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ عَلَى غَيْرِ اللَّهِ مِنَ الْآلِهَةِ الْمُخْتَلِفَةِ. Like the shirk of those who totally rely upon other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon those false deities. أو كشرك وكفر المنافقين. And like the shirk and the disbelief of the منافقين, the hypocrites. فإنهم وإن كان شركهم أكبر يخرج من الملة. Even though these people's shirk, it is the major shirk, and it takes a person out of the fold of Islam. ويخلد صاحبه في النار. And it is the reason as to why a person spends forever and ever, he abides in the hellfire. إِلَّا أَنَّهُ شِرْكٌ خَفِيٌّ, except that his type of shirk is hidden. لِأَنَّهُمْ يُظْهِرُونَ الْإِسْلَامِ وَيَخْفُونَ الْكُفْرَ, because they make apparent al-Islam and they hide the kufr and the shirk. فَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ فِي الْبَاطِنِ دُونَ الظَّهِرِ, and they are people who have fallen into shirk. They are mushriks inwardly without making it apparent externally. And kama anna hadha ash-shirk taratan yakun fi al-i'tiqad. And sometimes you find that this type of shirk, brothers and sisters, and pay attention to this, I'm going to be mentioning real life examples. Sometimes you find that this type of shirk is in the belief. Ka'i'tiqad anna hunaka man yakhluqu aw yuhyi aw yumit. Like believing that there is someone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that creates, brings to life, or brings about death. أو يملك, or this person, he has full ownership. أو يتصرف في هذا الكون مع الله تعالى. Or there is someone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has alternation in the cosmic universe. Like believing that one has the ability to bring down rain or be able to bring about sunshine that is able to alternate that which takes place in this universe, brings to life or brings about death, or creates a human being. هذا شرك في الاعتقاد. This is now shirk in belief. And you find that Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan and also Sheikh Yahya al-Hajuri حفظه الله تعالى, they both have refuted Habib Ali Jufri in regards to this concept. Habib Ali Jufri was my previous teacher before I moved to Ad-Dammaj, where he was caught saying things like that the Wali, the saint, he has the ability to alternate. He has tasarruf in al-kawn. He has some sort of alternation when it comes to the cosmic universe. And he was caught saying things like that he's able to even create, you know, a baby in the womb of a mother. And all of this you can find it in the kitab of my Shaykh Yahya al-Hajuri's book. And also Shaykh Salih al-Fawzani has refuted him on points like this. أو اعتقاد أن هناك من يطاع طاعة مطلقة مع الله. Or a person having the belief that there is someone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can be worshipped unrestrictedly. فيطيعونه في تحليل ما شاء وتحريم ما شاء ولو كان ذلك مخالفا لدين الرسل. So they obey him in that which he makes halal, and he also makes haram from wherever he wills. ولو كان مخالفا لدين الرسل. Even if that's now in opposition to the religion of the Rasul. Let me give you a practical example, our brothers and sisters. A person, he comes from the religion of the Buddhists. Okay. You have some of their monks who make whatever they want halal and whatever they make want haram. There's nothing genuine that they follow. Okay. So he comes into this religion. He follows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that which he has made halal and haram. And then he comes to realization that his Buddhi, his Buddhist monk, has made some aspects halal. And he obeys him in it. And believes that this person can be obeyed. هذا شرك في الطاعة. This is now associating upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to obedience and following. And this takes a person out of the fold of Islam, even if he submits to everything that Allah Azza wa Jal comes with. But at the end of the day, it's tanaqud anyway, because Allah Azza wa Jal tells us it's contradiction not to follow these false deities in that which they make haram, that which is halal, and halal, that which is haram. أو الشرك بالله في المحبة والتعظيم. Or associating parts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to mahabba, love, and also ta'zeem. Ta'zeem, which means exalting and also greatening. بأن يحب مخلوقا كما يحب الله. Loving a creation, anyone from the creation, just like you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, na'am, I mean it. This is something that a lot of people might fall into. Loving their spouses or their moms and their dads, just like they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فهذا من الشرك الذي لا يغفره الله. This is a type of shirk that if a person dies upon it, he won't be forgiven. وهو الشرك الذي قال الله فيه. And this is the type of shirk that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about it. ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله. And from them are those who make deities besides Allah subhanahu. How do they do that? يحبونهم كحب الله. They love them just like they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So loving something just like you love Allah Azza wa Jal, you have fallen into shirk of the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we know that from the conditions of La ilaha illallah is what? Al-mahabba. It is love. From the conditions of La ilaha illallah, it is love. And a person has then ended up dropping that great condition that is normally mentioned amongst the conditions of La ilaha illallah. So brothers and sisters, it's a serious matter. Loving your spouse, loving maybe other human beings, just like you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or even more. It's a big problem. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ وَالِدِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Pertaining the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet told us, one cannot be a true believer until he loves me more than he loves his parents, his children, and all the rest of the people. So we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then our love for Him is not like the love we have for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have Allah azza wa jalla, then you have the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then everyone else comes under it. Everyone else comes under it. أو اعتقاد أن هناك من يعلم الغيب مع الله. Or believing that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there is someone who knows the unseen. And this is very common in certain groups like the Rafida and also the Sufiya. Because we know nobody knows the ilm al-ghayb except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا يُظْهِرُ عَلَى غَيْبِهِ أَحَدْ إِلَّا مَنْ اِرْتَضَى مِنْ رُسُلِ إِلَّا مَنْ اِرْتَضَى مِنْ رَسُولٍ فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ إِلَّا مَنْ اِرْتَضَى مِنْ رَسُولٍ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا يُظْهِرُ عَلَى غَيْبِهِ أَحَدَ. Allah Azza wa Jal will not expose the unseen to anyone, إِلَّا except مَنْ اِرْتَضَى مِنْ رَسُولٍ. From those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is satisfied with from His messengers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in another ayah, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُ. And with Him are the keys of the unseen. Nobody knows it except Allah Himself. There's many verses. I advise you also, if you want to know more about ilm al-ghayb, and if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is hazir, nazir, omnipresent, and knows the unseen, to go back to my video you can find on my channel. It is called, or type it onto YouTube, is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hazir, nazir? We refuted this concept of the Prophet knowing the ilm al-ghayb. Tayyib. Brothers and sisters, believing this will take a person out of the fold of Islam. When I was in Dar al-Mustafa, before I went to Damaj, we had these kind of beliefs. That was the vibe of many students. Okay, someone might say the teachers never taught this. Fine, we won't oppress them. And na'am, they never taught me this, some of the teachers there. But you know where the problem lies? When you don't study books of Tawheed and Aqeedah, and some of the things that we're studying now, people will fall into it and it becomes widespread. Some of the students there, they had the kind of belief that Habib Umar and also other Habaib, that they knew what was taking place in the center in this institute when they were absent. So one time even a brother came up to me, he's like, be careful what you do inside the markaz, inside this institute, because Habib Umar knows everything that's going on. Is this possible now that we ascribe to Habib Umar that he's Sami'un Basir, that he's all hearing, all knowing? We mentioned earlier, right, that Shirk Akbar, that which is from the pure rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, diverting it from His Rububiyya, His Uluhiyya, and Asma'i wa Sifati. To be able to see from another country what's going on in your markaz, is that not something that is specific to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And it's a problem. And they used to say like that, Imam Habib Umar and Fulan, they can see the jinns around us. Sometimes they are looking at a certain, you know, position, they're looking at the jinn, and they can see them. And they can see other matters of the ilm al-ghayb. This kind of belief is very, very dangerous. It's a problem. To an extent where I even heard one time brother saying, when you're walking and when you're new, and you go into the office of Habib Umar, are you going to his house? He already knows your name, he knows where you're from, he knows your ins and your outs. So he basically knows what's in my head. This is not something that nobody can know except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's in my heart. Okay? So brothers and sisters, these are beliefs that we need to stay away from and be fully aware of. And again, I'm not saying that the teachers taught me this, but it's a vibe amongst the students. Had they been teaching books like this, they wouldn't have this vibe. So it needs to be rectified and taught to them. Otherwise, you will tend to have these kind of beliefs. Until wallahi, brothers and sisters, I personally sometimes used to be scared to do anything inside the markaz, fearing that Habib Umar already knows what I'm doing. And that when he comes back, he might give me a dirty look. Khurafat. As for now, the definition of al-shirk al-asghar. I found that Ibn Taymiyyah, also Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, have defined it with the best definition that I have come across. And Sheikh Salih al-Sheikh, he brought it down to us. What does shirk al-asghar mean? كل ذنب سماه الشارع شركا. every sin that the Shari'a, the legislator, has named it with the name shirk. وَلَمْ يَبْلُغْ دَرَجَةَ عِبَادَةِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ But he hasn't reached the level of worshipping besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يعني لم يبلغ درجة شرك الأكبر. But he hasn't reached the level of شرك الأكبر, the major shirk. He hasn't reached the level of شرك الأكبر. And I will give you an example now, brothers and sisters. The issue pertaining at التعويض. تميمة. We know that, let's just say for example, Salat is Ibadah, right? That everybody agrees upon. Ibadah. Am I allowed to now take this and give it to someone else, divert it to someone else? The answer is no, of course not. It's a ibadah, right? And if I do, I've fallen into shirk al-akbar. Okay. And likewise with other ibadat. This ta'weez now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called it shirk. As it came in the hadith, مَنْ عَلَّقَ تَمِيمَةً فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ Whoever now hangs a talisman, he has fallen into shirk. But now let's ask the question. Hanging a thread around your hand, is it like worshipping and getting a ibadah, a salat, and doing it to other than Allah? The answer is no, of course not. You just hang something here. Even though it could lead to shirk al-akbar, and I'll explain how. But it's not like slaughtering now to other than Allah, or getting a salat to other than Allah, or fasting now to other than Allah Azza wa Jal. So because the Shari'a here, the legislator, has named it shirk, it is shirku asghar. But because obviously it's not like doing worship to other than Allah Azza wa Jal, it's a problem. It's shirk asghar. When can it now turn to shirk akbar? As I previously mentioned, brothers and sisters, that you now divert that which is mahaddu haqqi Allahi min rububiyyati wa uluhiyyati wa asma'i wa sifati other than Allah. That you divert to other than Allah Azza wa Jal, that which is from the pure rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, from His rububiyya, His uluhiyya, and His names and His attributes. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about ultimate benefit. If I now have an illness, and I also, let's just say I've been afflicted with depression, stress, anxiety, nobody can take away this problem except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what I do, there's means that I can take. If I solely believe now that within this ta'weez, it is bringing me benefit and is bringing me harm, or as long as I'm wearing it, I am benefited and no harm can reach me, and if I take it off, I could be harmed because I'm not wearing that. This is a belief what? That this thing, this string, the benefit and also the harm is dependent on it. هذا شرك أكبر, because this is from the things that are from the pure rights of Allah.